Hey, it's John Jay. You're about to listen to today's full show podcast. Once you're done with this and you want more John Jay and Rich, go to johnjayandrich.com and check out our whole family of podcasts. Afterwards, How to Become a Terrible Person with Grant, and so much more. They're all at johnjayandrich.com.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
I just flipped the switch.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
It's John Jay and Rich. Monday, September 27, 2021. You can call us and jump on the air with us right now. Our number is 877-937-1047. Phone lines are open. So, Peyton, you had a big night as far as something big in your life?
Last night?
Yeah. You said you first time you slept alone?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like kind of awful. So my boyfriend Kadeem's out of town until tomorrow. And so this weekend was the first time that I like have slept in my bed by myself, nobody else like in the house with me for the first time in like at least 5 years. And I was like scared. I couldn't sleep. It was awful. And I'm just so ready for him to be back, so I don't have to sleep by myself anymore.
Oh no.
Do you hear every noise and think that it's somebody trying to break in?
Yeah, and it's just like, and like I'm in like the country, and so I'm like really scared. It's really eerie and quiet, and it was kind of storming this weekend, and I was like, yeah, it's time for this to not happen anymore. So it's been a long last couple of days for me.
You're like, sorry, Kadeem, you can never leave again.
Yeah, I'm like, this is awful, and he's like, oh, this is the best ever. I get to sleep freely. I'm like, no, dude, you need to come back today. But
so how come you didn't, like, if you're like scared like that, you go crash your parents' house?
Well, something? I've thought about it. And I'm thinking that might be what happens tonight,
right?
Is to just go stay the night over there, have like a friend spend the night or something. But now I know for future, like, I'm gonna plan ahead. Mm-hmm. So I'm not by myself, because it was awful.
Yeah, like terrible. At first you're like, I could do this, and then and it's like it gets to like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. It's all dark out. You're like,
it's true.
What was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
When we used to start traveling to do the show, when we first started, our show was in Tucson,
mm-hmm.
and we'd have to drive up to Phoenix. And my in-laws had a house up here, but they would travel, so my wife would say stay at her parents' house, and they had a really big house. And I remember the first night I went up there and I stayed in a small room in this big ass house. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, forget that, man. I'm in this big old house all by myself. I heard every little crack.
Yep.
I thought for sure there was a serial killer in the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just going to stay at a Holiday Inn from now on.
Have you seen that meme where it's like when you're sleeping alone in a big house and you hear a noise and you're like, well, I had a good run.
Yeah. No, that's really how I felt like. And I have to cook dinner. Like, my mom made me dinner last night because she was like, oh, I don't want you to cook for yourself. I was like, thanks, dude, because this is what I needed. I'm like terrified up in this house by myself. So I can hear the chickens and stuff. I'm like, yeah, we gotta go.
Murderous chickens.
Speaking of food, I gotta tell you something. So, you know how like there's all these ahi bowl places everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when my favorite place opened up, ahi poke bowl. That place opened up. I was going there all the time. And now there's all these ahi poke bowl places everywhere. And one of the things that they all do, which really irritates me, if you ever go, is they take like an ice cream scooper and they pick up the ahi. And they're like really anal about their little pokey scoop.
Oh, they're like stingy with it?
So stingy. Okay. They pick it up and then it's like, they almost like scoop it up and they barely put it on your bowl.
Like, just, you get 3 pieces.
Yeah.
And it's extra.
So frustrating.
If you want more.
So Friday, my son Jake, who goes to the University of Arizona, texts me and he's like, hey, I'm going to come home this weekend. And I was
nice.
Like, I'll come pick you up. You know, so I left the studio and I went to go pick him up. And he had class at 3 o'clock and it was online. So he had to be back at my house by 3. And he goes, come pick me up. Let's go get some poke. There's a poke bowl place by here. I'm like, all right. So I go pick him up. And we go to this poke bowl place in Tucson. And first of all, this whole part of Tucson, I haven't been to in a while. And it's like all remodeled and so hip. So I go to this poke bowl place. And I stand in line to order my food. And the first thing I see is the guy goes, what kind of poke you want? And I go, I'll take that kind right there, right? And he takes this massive scoop. And I'm like, all right, he's going to knock it off. He takes this huge scoop and he puts it on my rice. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm just giving you a scoop. And I go, well, I get 3 scoops. And he goes, yeah, it takes another scoop. I'm like, what are you doing? He puts three massive scoops in it. I go, this place is amazing. And I go, I'll take some of that crab. He puts a crab on there, big scoop. I'm like, now, do you do that? Is that just you? Or does this whole place put the scoops like that? He goes, all of us, the whole place. I go, who owns this place, right? So I ask who the owner is, right? And the guy goes, he looks at me like, you know, who is this guy? Why are you asking? I go, who's owned this place? And the guy, he goes, Mike? I go, Mike who? And then a manager comes out. The manager comes out and goes, I'm Mike. And I go, are you the owner? And he goes, no, I'm the manager. I'm like, who owns this place? And he goes, Mike. I was like, I'm just saying, if this tastes great, this is the greatest pokey place I've ever been to. So I sit down and I eat it, and it's phenomenal.
Oh, really?
It's phenomenal pokey, right? And the place is so beautiful, and I just eat it all up, and I had this black rice, right? The place was great. Anyway, here's the name of the place. It's called Lemon Shark. If you find it, go find it. It's the best. It's probably one of the top three or four pokies I've ever had, and it's right across from, it's next to Culinary Dropout. It's across from Snooze, and it was kind of empty. The place needs to be packed. So then I say, where's this Mike guy, the owner? Anyway, he lives in Chicago, and he has this is his chain. They're like all over the country.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. Anyway, they're not
doing
stingy.
Doing it right.
They're not stingy. Go find Lemon Shark.
It's the little things in your life, John Jay. It really is.
Because every time I see their little face when they do a little scoop, and they just make sure it fits right in the cup, and it doesn't overflow the ice cream scooper. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because you know it's like their owners trying to like make sure they keep the costs down. They're like, no more than 2 ounces. You got to weigh that. If you don't, you got to be careful.
Yeah, stingy.
Now that you're in the restaurant business yourself, you appreciate people that go the extra step. Will you too give extra cheese, extra pepperoni?
Yeah.
Or a small fee.
Maybe.
I complained. We got pizza from our restaurant yesterday, and I complained to my own restaurant.
Why?
Because I thought the pizza was very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, you need to step it up.
Yeah.
You got those great pans.
That's
you got those great ovens.
Yeah. What about the pans?
I called the owner. So
I called Peyton, you are the owner.
Well, I called the other owner.
Peyton's
dad came over to my house yesterday. My pizza place is kind of by his house. So he picked up a bunch of pizza that I ordered. And he came over to my house. And when did your dad tell you what happened?
No.
Your dad comes over to my pizza place. And as he walks in, somebody had just quit.
Oh, no.
And they made it like, they're like, you know what? I'm out of here. His dad walks in, takes the keys. I'm done with this place. And throws the keys at somebody.
Nice.
Out. And like walks out. And then they look at Peyton's dad. And he's like, I'm here to pick up some pizza for Van Ness. And then the guy goes, sorry you had to see that. Peyton's dad picks up the pizzas and the chicken wings and comes home to my house. And they didn't give him the whole order.
Oh,
and
the
pizza didn't taste right. There was something that was, it was just a disaster. So I called the other owner and I'm like, and I said, hey, man, this pizza's off. And he's like, yeah, we had a guy quit. I go, yeah, my friend was there when he quit. And he's like, we're sending somebody there right now. And he goes, that's the problem. We can't get good workers right now. He goes, we're paying more than anybody. And he's like, what can you do about it? I go, what can I do about it? I'm a silent owner.
I'm just here.
I'm a silent owner. They will speak up when my pizza sucks.
I need bigger scoops of pokey.
Pokey pizza. That's
Lemon
what's
Shark.
Next on the
They're
menu.
They're doing it right.
Yeah, we need to hire Mike.
Yeah, for real.
Anyone knows where you get Mike from Lemon Shark? Anyway, if anyone wants a job, I need somebody to run that Awatuki pizza place. I pay more than any other pizza place, I promise. Shoot me a DM. John Jay and Rich.
No one wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John Jay and Rich breaking bad news.
It's John Jay and Rich. It's time for breaking bad news. This is where we have some bad news to break to somebody, and they're going to do it with their friends, John Jay and Rich, because research says if you've got bad news to tell somebody or you have to receive bad news, if you do it with your friends, it's easier to take, it's easier to deliver. Now, Peyton, how long have you been dealing with these people?
Not very long. I've been working with Bryn for probably about the last week or so.
Okay. Hello, Bryn.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Hi, I'm a big fan.
You're so happy for having bad news to share.
I mean, yeah, let's get to it, I guess.
Well, tell us a little bit about the person you're delivering bad news to.
Well, he is my absolutely wonderful boyfriend. And we just moved in together like 2 months ago, and we've been together a little over a year, like, which feels like, I don't know, 3 decades probably during everything. I have to tell him something bad.
What if she's that cheery and she has to tell him that he's got an STD?
Oh my gosh. Mm.
Rich.
Might be terrible.
What? Okay, I'm sorry, Brent. That was gross. Unless that's it.
That's
and then I'm sorry
it.
I just said that.
No, it's not. Spoilers, that's not it.
Okay. Hi, guys.
What's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Wade.
So what kind of guy is Wade? Does he have a lot of patience? Is Wade a hothead?
He's actually very, I feel like sensitive sounds really dramatic, but he's just like really in touch with himself and is like really empathetic and caring. Like, it's all really good things, but sometimes when you have to like tell him something that's not great, like it can be like, sometimes I feel like it turns a mountain out of a molehill type of thing, and it like can hurt him deeply.
Like, it hurts his feelings? Because I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like that. I get my feelings hurt a lot.
Oh, so yeah. Do you think this bad news will hurt his feelings, or will he get mad about it?
I think it's definitely going to hurt his feelings.
Oh, no.
I feel like anybody, like, you get really defensive at first when you're hurt. I think that's normal. So maybe a little mad, but I think more so hurt.
I'm curious, Peyton saying that you get your feelings hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, is it something that normally it's for another person, it wouldn't hurt their feelings, but for you, it does?
Are you talking about this bad news in specific or just
No, you in general, because yeah. I don't know what this bad news
I
is.
I think
yet.
I'm a hypersensitive person, and I pride myself in the fact that I'm an empath, and so I feel for people, and I think that's why I get so sensitive sometimes.
So if you're watching a TV show, you can cry for the people on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So when somebody says something to you, if they're having a heart-to-heart with you and they're mm-hmm. telling you something, and it's really not that big of a deal, but you take it as a big deal.
Not necessarily, but I can definitely reassure that person that's telling me something if they feel like it's a big deal. I'm very good at reassuring you, like, your problems and your feelings are valid. So, okay. Yeah, that's what I would say. But I get my feelings hurt a lot.
Oh, my God, I want to hug you.
Have we done it in here? Hug.
No, you guys are hilarious. Okay. You guys haven't hurt my feelings.
Oh, we have wait.
Seven times today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if she's super sensitive, you never know what could hit her.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, now,
sure.
Just in case there's some people listening that are new to the show, Suzette had a baby. Peyton's filling in for Suzette. Also, with Breaking Bad News, none of us know the bad news. Mm-hmm. Only Peyton knows the bad news, and it's written in an envelope. Mm-hmm. Now, Bryn, your boyfriend Wade, I have to ask you this, and I apologize, but is that his nickname or is that his real name?
No, that's his real name.
Okay, is he a strong swimmer? I always felt that people that name Wade, they don't like to swim.
Why? Like wading in the water.
Yeah, like everyone's always in the pool swimming, and they just kind of go ankle deep, and they're in the shallow end. Hey, you guys have fun. Throw me the ball. I'm going to throw it to you guys.
I'm just going to wade over
here.
Yeah,
they're like, I'll wade. Yeah, frown on Steve. Rick's calling you Wade. And everyone just called him Wade from now on. Like, I just want to know where the name Wade came from. Back in the old cowboy days, nobody would go in the water.
I have a cousin named Wade.
Does he swim?
I don't think so.
Oh. Maybe Wade's parents weren't big swimmers.
Maybe that's what it is. No, man, stay it. Call him Wade. Don't get in there. He just hates the water. Call him Wade.
You're so random.
And yet oddly specific at the same time.
This name I always wondered about. Okay, Brent, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Wade on the phone. Then you're going to pick one of us to read Wade the bad news, okay? And then okay. we'll chat with him a little bit, and then we'll patch you guys through and all that stuff, all right? So it's Breaking Bad News, and it continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. We are in the middle of Breaking Bad News. Here's the setup. You've got Bryn, who's got bad news to tell her boyfriend. They've been boyfriend and girlfriend for about a year. They've been living together for about 2 months. Only Peyton knows the bad news. It is written and sealed in an envelope. And Bryn's got a pretty cheery personality, so I wonder how bad the bad news is. I'm assuming the bad news has something to do with being roommates in a new relationship, in a living environment for the first time. I'm sure there's something to do with I hate doing dishes or something, but I feel like it can't be that serious.
But she did say her boyfriend is sensitive, so whatever it is, even if it's, you know, quote unquote not a big deal, it's probably going to make things a little uncomfortable.
That's true.
Because it's not like you could just go to your place, he can go to his place and take some time to let it settle.
If you open up, whoever opens up the envelope is like, you know, I'm sick and tired of washing your skid marks. I'm done. You saw my skid marks? Wait, who knows? Like that. All right, Bryn. So you've got Peyton in the studio, Rich, Kyle, and me. Which one of us would you like to read the envelope or read the bad news to?
I think Kyle should.
No. Yeah, good. Good call.
Great reader.
Good call.
Strong command of the English language.
I thought you were going to go like, John Deere Rich, got a guy.
Nah. I think it's probably easier for, for a guy who's an empath to hear bad news from a girl is probably not. I guess it's not good either way. Depends on the news, I guess.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wade?
Yeah.
Hi, Wade. Hi, this is Peyton with John, Jane, Rich. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio real quick. Is that all right with you?
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Hey, Wade, we're doing a segment on our show on Mondays called Breaking Bad News, and it's where somebody has to tell somebody bad news, somebody has to receive bad news, and we saw this article a long time ago about delivering bad news and receiving bad news is a lot easier to take and deliver if you do it with friends. And so somebody wants to deliver bad news to you, but they want us to do it for them. And so it's easier for them to deliver the bad news, and it's easier for you to take the bad news if we're on the air with you. Does that work for you?
I guess so. Yeah.
So we're going to do it, but we're going to do it a special way though. It's not just we're not just going to tell you, hey, your mom died. We're not going to do it like that.
So is my mom okay though?
I don't know yet. I haven't read the envelope. I'm just saying.
That is never going to be followed with a ha ha ha.
One person knows what's in the envelope. But if that's it, I will feel bad. But
okay, I hope not.
Have you talked to your mom in the last 10 minutes?
She's sensitive, man.
I'm just saying. So here's what we're going to do. You know Bryn?
Yeah, I know Bryn.
Okay. Well, she's on the line. Bryn, you want to say hello to your boyfriend?
Yes, hi. Hi, Wade.
Hi, good morning. Hey. What's this bad news, Bryn?
Well, hold on. She's not going to tell you. She picked one of us to tell you. And here's the thing. We don't know what the bad news is. It's in an envelope, sealed in an envelope. And she chose Kyle to read it to you. So when you are ready, Kyle's going to rip open the envelope, and she's going to sing to you in an Irish accent what's in the envelope. I'm just kidding. When you're ready, she's going to rip open the envelope, and she's going to tell you what's in the envelope. Whenever you're ready, Wade.
Yeah, no, just do it.
Oh,
fast,
okay.
Please.
Okay, so sorry. Okay. Oh God. Okay, it's fast. Okay. I'm nervous. Okay, so I know that you have been really into cooking and everything since we moved in together, and I know you're really proud of all the things you've made, but I just have to tell you that it isn't the best. So I was wondering if maybe we just get one of those food service things where they send you the food and all you have to do is cook it. Just a thought. Love you, Bryn.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad my mom's okay, I guess.
That's good news.
Perspective.
Your mom is alive.
I mean, Bryn, you say you like it every time, so I'm sort of confused here.
I know, I just, didn't want to hurt your feelings because you, do it with so much love and it makes you so excited and, it's really sweet.
Oh. I mean, I love to cook for you. Oh, I wish you told me. Oh, gosh.
I know, but...
Choking it down?
Oh. I mean, it's edible. It's not that bad. But, I know it's your mom's recipes, speaking of her. It's just layered.
But you like it when you like all the stuff that she makes. And I'm just doing the same thing.
Oh, but you like to add like all this razzle dazzle to it and like different spices and just like random things in our cupboards that are probably expired. And like, I know like the Best Buy date is kind of a suggestion, but like 2 years I think is more than a suggestion, you know?
Well,
it just kind of ruins everything.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we should like start and go through the cupboards then. I won't use them. Oh, I'm sorry. I like it. I'm sorry you don't. So like a food service? Is that the best way to go?
I just think it would be like a really good idea to try and like, we can try it together, you know? I really hope I didn't hurt your feelings. Like, you look so adorable cooking with like that pencil you keep behind your ear, like Gordon Ramsay. Like, I just think maybe we need to switch it up and like, I don't know, learn. A bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to learn. I just feel dumb that I didn't know earlier. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry. I've been forcing you to eat bad food.
No. It's okay. It's totally okay. Like, this is gonna be so fun for us. Like,
that's cute.
It'll be great. I promise. That's and cute. Delicious.
This is so good. It could be worse. You know.
Yeah, I feel for you guys though because I'm like trying to cook now and it's really hard for me. And so my boyfriend kind of takes over the reins a little bit. But if he were to tell me that my cooking sucked, my feelings would totally be hurt.
Really?
I would be like, yeah, aww. I would be like, you don't like my cooking? That's exactly what I would be like. And I'd probably start crying.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. But I would be like, you make it then.
I figure he'd be like I'm trying to put myself in this situation. I'd be like, oh my God, let's go to Chipotle. And the next day, oh my God, let's go to Chipotle. And like they think, oh my God, you want to go to Chipotle? Yeah, or something like that. Every time in a different restaurant. You know, can we, you know what? Let's just save on money. I'm going to cook. No, God, no. God, no.
We just go to Chipotle.
Let's go to my parents' house. Let's go somewhere for happy hour. Just eat something free. Let's go to Costco. Let's have samples.
That's so good, Bryn, that you want to help Wade like do better and you guys can do it, like tag team it together. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
It'll make you guys get closer together, too.
Yeah, I think so.
The thing I like about you, Wade, is you did see the glass half full the first time. You're like, hey, this isn't bad news about my mom. This isn't bad. And that's what I did on purpose, is try to set you up with something that could be possibly horrible so that when you did get the news, you knew that it wasn't really important.
So kind of you.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I'm actually a very kind person. Yeah. You just have to look at it the right way. So your mom is alive is what we're trying to tell
for
you.
For now.
Yay.
You should call her just to make sure that she isn't driven off the road during the segment.
John Jay. All right. It's so dark.
And that is Breaking Bad News, my friends. Breaking Bad News. Bryn Wade, thank you for being on our show.
Thanks.
Yep. John Jay Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, let's get to horoscope. What's the vibe, Peyton?
We're going to be finding out how this Mercury retrograde will affect your zodiac sign.
All right, let's go to Daisy. Daisy, what's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
I think, Daisy, you sent me a DM yesterday, and you're like, I want my horoscope read.
Yes.
Okay,
you
good.
Guys never do Aries, so.
So you got to call in to get your sign.
Start calling in.
Yes, okay.
All right, so Daisy, for Aries, this Mercury retrograde, you guys will find yourselves at the center of attention in a way that you probably really wish that you weren't. So be cautious about contributing to conversations as well. Remember that you hold a lot of power within your communication. So you guys have the ability to influence and call attention to things that really need to be focused on. So use your persuasion wisely and not just for acts of convenience.
Okay, good to know.
Okay. All right, Daisy, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Let's go to November. She's a Taurus. Hello, November.
Good morning.
Good morning. So for Taurus, your Mercury retrograde, your anxieties are skyrocketing right now during this retrograde. This will be a time that you feel a little uneasy and you might be second-guessing many things in your life. So you guys may be critical of yourself for things at this moment. However, you may find that the reason you're so on edge for these issues is because you're actively avoiding your past. While you invest your energy into some dull moments that truly don't really influence you, you should be pouring your interest into tackling the bigger problems that you push out because of your fears.
Sounds good, Peyton. Okay, I'll watch for all that. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye, November.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Shanae, the Gemini. What's up, Shanae?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Good morning. For Geminis,
good morning.
For Geminis, you guys have to think in terms outside of the moment if you wish to really get through this retrograde. You guys can't really act out on whims like you usually do, so you need to be saving as much as possible at this moment for what's to come ahead. Spending money freely on things boy. That don't truly grant you happiness will be your downfall. So you might try seeking a new relationship during this time, but let me tell you, this is not the best time to start that commitment. But this is just because you haven't really prioritized what you need and what you want in a partner.
Okay. No, I'm going to pay attention to that. So first of all, I got to try to get
She's
a partner.
She's like, now the wheels are turning.
Get one,
who do you have in, forget it. Who do you have in mind that you could not get serious with for a while?
Well, I can't say that. But... I'm going to tell him now, it ain't happening.
That's funny.
All right, Janae.
Nope. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go, Virgo.
Yeah, Virgos, John Jay. Your communication style during this Mercury retrograde, it may feel strong at the moment. However, you're not really coming off as intelligent as you're trying to show or as you truly are. So you're not always right. So trying to bend the will of others during this time won't really change that. So you might find during this retrograde that you're talking over others without allowing them to get the room to what they need to say or express. You're blunt, but while people deserve the truth, some situations require a little bit more care than you deliver.
Okay. How belligerent.
I don't know.
Nice, intelligent word.
Just try to be nice.
I mean, it could be.
This Mercury retrograde.
Let's go with Kyle and Libra.
Yeah, Libra for Kyle. For Libras, this Mercury retrograde, it's important that you take the time to figure out exactly what you're wishing to say to others. During this Mercury retrograde, your difficulties around decision-making will feel as though they're really kind of sucking the life out of you. You just need to take a moment for yourself and for your energy, and people may be putting pressure on you to speak and act. However, you owe it to yourself to make sure that what you're doing is well thought out. So it's important to prioritize doing what makes you comfortable, and you shouldn't have to make commitments that you don't feel comfortable making.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Very ominous.
Mm-hmm. It's a okay. good time to be non-committal, which you gotta love.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Mercury's in retrograde,
and
guys.
And when does this end, this Mercury in retrograde?
October 18th.
Okay.
Oh, that's on my birthday, you guys.
Oh, nice.
Good
I'll make decisions later.
Let's go to Rich the Pisces.
Yeah, Rich the Pisces. Pisces, your guys' mind is full of hopes for love. However, this is one of the worst times to start a relationship. Good thing you're in one, Rich. Especially if you're just trying to fill the void in your heart. So during this retrograde, you may find the greatest chance of success when you focus on filling your cup outside of external validation. There isn't anyone in this world who knows you better than you know yourself, so your frustrations with others won't be so consuming if you just focus on you.
Okay, filling cups. Got it. On it.
We're all about self-love.
How about you, the Leo?
Yeah, so Leos, be aware that your emotions will be all over the place during this Mercury retrogrades. Your moods can shift in a matter of moments, sweeping you off your feet and sparking this intense rage within you all day. So be very wary of that. You may find that your affections for others feel brief. This time, it's to be as aware as you can as your social... This time is to be aware as you can be... kind of high on your social battery, so don't leave yourself feeling drained and unable to function.
Okay, now Grant says Selena, who calls in all the time, needs a prayer right now. Selinas, are you there?
Yes, hi guys.
What's up?
Hey. And he had prayer because I'm gonna tell my mom today. Gonna have someone tell her for me.
You're gonna tell your mom what?
Come out of the closet to her.
Okay, so you need a prayer. Okay, so let me throw you a prayer.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, definitely a big moment, so we're sending our love.
Do you want your horoscope read, too?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have for Scorpios?
Yeah, Scorpios, during this Mercury retrograde, you guys need to tackle things one day at a time. You can't scatter your forces during this time, so feeding into these side quests will keep that much further from your dreams. You guys may find that this Mercury retrograde that you're reaching for conversation, but as you come out of your shell, be aware that conversations require more than one person to talk to. So the best way to navigate through this time is by prioritizing what's important to you, not just others, and keeping your focus on where you're interested. Just lie.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, good luck, Selena.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye.
So, oh, by the way, if we didn't get to your horoscope, it's posted at johnjandrich.com. So did you see, I saw this on Instagram over the weekend, that Dog the Bounty Hunter is now involved in the Gabby Petito case.
Yeah, yep. He's like going door to door.
I saw him like pounding on their door. Same. So he showed up at the Florida home of Brian's parents this weekend. He knocked, no one answered, so he left. But this is him being interviewed at the front door before he left.
Can you tell us why you're here, sir?
Well, really? No, come on. You know, okay? Aloha, guys. Thank you.
Do you have any tips?
I'm trying to get some. 833-TELL-DOG. We're getting tips every 10 minutes.
Are you going to be staying in Northport, sir?
I can't tell you all that, but God bless you guys. Aloha. See you soon, I'm sure.
Now, you're not here for publicity, though, are you?
And I'm on every night across the country here. You know.
So now, also, Dave Bautista, you know the actor, Dave Bautista used to be a wrestler. He adopted a rescue pit bull puppy over the weekend from Tampa Bay Humane Society, and the puppy was found with a metal chain embedded in her neck. I can't say how many of those we found. So he's offering a reward for anyone with information regarding this abusive dog. Who he wants to know who had the dog before him.
What's up, guys? On my last Instagram post, I posted about a puppy that was horribly abused and offered a $5,000 reward for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of the horrible human being responsible for this. The Humane Society of Tampa Bay has also offered $1,500, and Alvarez Injury Law also another $5,000. So that's $11,500 for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of this person. The bad news is, again, we haven't found this person responsible for it. But the good news is, puppy, you know, as Sage, actually became Penny Bautista's, and she will never be abused again a day in her life, not a second in her life. She's about to live her best puppy life ever. So Sage is now Penny Bautista, and she has her forever home.
She's a cute little
penny. That's great.
Yeah. Kyle, what are you working on? Three things we need to know.
So I've got a really good tip to prevent hackers from holding your phone hostage. I'll fill you in next with John, Jay, and Rich.
While you're going through your Insta, make sure we're in your feed. Find out what's up at John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Cyber criminals are using new software that can infect your iPhone even if you do not download anything. It's called a zero-click attack. So normally, you think of, you know, how they hack into your phone. They send you a link in a suspicious email or something. You accidentally click it, and all of a sudden they have access to your phone. But this particular software does not require you to download anything. They basically hold your device hostage. They can get into your phone, hold it hostage. They can demand cryptocurrency for you to get all of your information and control of your phone back. So experts say to avoid getting hacked, make sure that you stay up to date with your software. So as soon as new patches or those updates of operating systems are available, download those immediately and never click on suspicious links or downloads. They also enable you, or they recommend that you enable pop-up blockers just to, and of course, you know, make sure your passwords are strong and that kind of thing. That will help, but if they really want to get in, they're getting in. But those are just different things that you can do, little tips to help keep you from those one-click attacks. This is fascinating to me. And I didn't know that this is actually technology that already exists, but scientists say a daily pill to treat COVID could be just months away. So they say they are called oral antivirals, and they have the potential to not only shorten the duration of your COVID symptoms, but also have the potential to limit transmission to people in your household if you are sick. So these antivirals are already essential treatments for other viral infections, including hepatitis C and HIV. The medications, I guess, work differently depending on the type, but they can be engineered to boost your immune system to help fight infection, block receptors, so viruses can't enter healthy cells or lower the amount of active virus in your body. A little pill a day keeps the doctor away, I guess. So I don't know if you guys can predict this or not, but there is a sport that is rising in fame. It is now the fastest growing sport in America.
Yeah, let me introduce you to this thing called pickleball, where you use these paddles and an oversized ripple ball. If you've never played, you think that pickleball's despicable. Once you start playing, it is highly enjoyable. I just hit the winner, okay, time for a confessional. I am really good at this, I could be a professional. Yeah, nothing beats pickleball. I'm sick of all the sports where you gotta throw or kick a ball. There are lots of rules, and at first they're inexplicable. But there's always someone there who really likes to list them all. In this case, it's my wife. Yeah, she used to be chill, but to her, pickleball's now a really big deal.
What? Pickleball.
Yeah.
The big deal.
It's a really big deal. I actually first heard of pickleball because of my mom's retirement community. They were having pickleball fights. The tennis players didn't want more pickleball courts, and they had this huge, huge thing. But now they are saying the majority of core players of pickleball, why it's growing so fast, are people under the age of 35, literally all the way down to like 10.
That new park by my house, it's like pickleball, 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 and they're always crowded, like late at night.
The fastest growing sport?
All day.
My friend had his whole basketball court redone for pickleball.
It's a pretty big deal. Uh-huh. It's a big deal. And that's three things you need to know.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, let's do some stacks and hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and hacks. John, Jay, and Rich.
Here's a random fact for you. Iran has fast food chains named Mashdonald's and Pizza Hut. Because McDonald's and Pizza Hut aren't allowed in the country. I would like a Mashdonald's t-shirt. What's something that could drop someone who's a perfect 10 down to a 5 immediately? A few good answers include arrogance, entitlement, littering, being rude to waiters, and having no sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
If you could keep one streaming service, which one would it be?
Ooh.
You could get rid?
Yeah. If you could keep one.
Disney Plus.
Oh, Netflix.
You keep Netflix? Yeah. Peyton, what about you?
I would probably keep Netflix, too.
9% said Disney Plus. 1% said Apple TV. 41% said Netflix. I would have to do Netflix. There's more on Netflix.
They're so consistent.
There's just way more. They have more of a library.
Mm-hmm.
A new report has a list of good-paying jobs with no previous experience needed. It includes recreation, fitness studies teachers, plumbers, pipe fitters, stream fitters, and insurance sales agents.
The fact that teachers is on there is crazy to me.
No experience necessary.
Right. Like what?
You graduate college, boom.
Right. It's crazy. I don't get it.
Some feminists have been calling for a new term to replace virginity. And one woke writer has a proposal to replace virginity with sexual debut.
That's stupid.
What?
I mean, it's definitely get your attention.
Yeah.
A guy in Alabama broke into the concession stand at an athletic complex last Wednesday. Cops found him the next morning passed out on a pile of candy, chips, chicken fingers, and meth. He was arrested. 45-year-old woman in Florida was arrested for battering her boyfriend last week after he asked to cuddle with him. She was so upset, she beat him with a pole from a fan. She got arrested.
Just for wanting to cuddle?
Uh-huh.
What?
How dare he?
That's not her love language.
That's where I'm at, Rich. I'm like, how dare he not cuddle with her? Like,
she is not physical touch. Right. That's for sure.
The top ways we save money include turning the lights off when you leave a room, putting a sweater on instead of turning up the heat, using coupons and discount codes, and packing a lunch. Is exercise too exhausting for you? A new study says that regularly using a sauna has many of the same benefits as cardiovascular exercise. Police in Washington broke up a fight between two women. One of them climbed onto the front of the police car and started twerking. She was arrested for assault. The worst Halloween costumes of 2021. A sexy safari guide. A sexy lab worker. A dangerous little mouse.
Okay.
These are bad ideas?
These are bad ideas.
Oh, I'm like a sexy safari. That could be kind of cute.
A feline felon villain. And a naughty nerd. These are the worst Halloween costumes of 2021.
Okay.
Elon Musk and Grimes are semi-separated. Whatever that means.
Semi-separated.
Okay. Anderson Cooper says he will not leave his son an inheritance. Shang-Chi is now the highest grossing domestic film of the pandemic era.
Great movie.
Drake Certified Lover Boy is number one for the third straight. I saw this over the weekend, too. Eminem is turning his mom's spaghetti pop-up restaurant into a permanent restaurant.
I swear, I thought that was a joke. And then I read an article, and I'm like, no, he's for real doing that? Like, it's not a joke.
That line is going to be crazy.
I would totally eat it,
totally.
Mom's spaghetti.
I love spaghetti.
Me too. Such good marketing.
What do you have for life hacks, Rich?
Well, we all know how hard it is to wake up at the beginning of a week, especially after you've gotten some sleep over the weekend. So experts and life hackers have gotten together, and here's two things that really help you wake up. One of them you might think is kind of gross, and that's taking an actual bite out of a lemon. But the citrus and all the stuff inside the lemon helps your liver cleanse everything. It jumpstarts your nervous system. If you don't want to take a direct bite out of a lemon, which...
Like unpeeled lemon?
Well, you
like out of the rind?
And just go squeeze it in your mouth. Okay. Or take a big bite out of the middle. Like you would an orange, I guess. Eat it like an orange. Jennifer Aniston apparently does that every day. But they say if you don't want to do that, at least put it in your water. And then the other thing military experts say that they tell everybody to do to wake up is make your bed right away as soon as you get up.
No.
Because it gives you a sense of accomplishment. You've already done something as soon as you get up. So I try.
My wife's in there sleeping.
Yeah.
Well, for you guys that have somebody in there, then you don't have to worry about it. But I did it this morning, and it felt pretty good, actually. Yeah. I made sure it was all lined up and everything was all cool. All the pillows are together. So do that. And they say if you fall asleep within 5 minutes of laying down, then you are way under sleepified and you need to go to bed earlier. That means that you're sleep deprived if you fall asleep within 5 minutes, which I bet you everybody in this room does.
Sure do.
All those life hacks up at johnjanerich.com.
Real quick, speaking of Jennifer Aniston, the morning show on Apple TV, episode 2, season 2 came out. Anyone watch it?
I did.
Do you watch it, Kyle?
Episode 2 or episode 3?
2.
Whatever. I think it's episode 2.
It's 2.
Oh, no, I didn't get to watch it yet.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's pretty good. Ted Lasso. We talked about that on Friday. That's good. Yeah. Squid Games. Peyton, are you watching Squid Games?
Yep. I'm on like episode 3 and it's pretty gnarly.
It is gnarly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Grant, Squid Games. Squid Games, Grant. Grant, Squid Games. Big fan. Number one. Oh, he's even coming in. He can't even talk on the intercom.
Guys, I really like the show. It's a good show. Squid Game.
Squid Games on Netflix is number one on Netflix. I think I'm on episode 4. It's pretty phenomenal.
By the time you get to the end of the series, it is everything changes, and the twist.
There's a twist?
There are like 3 twists. You will be mad. You, John Jay, will be mad because we've talked about something in the past that on other shows that makes you mad. It happens on this show. I don't want to give it away because it's pretty obvious because then I'm giving away the whole show.
Really? Something makes me mad? Like, I mean, is it Lost related?
No.
Okay, good.
Can I say another show?
Sure.
It's Handmaid's Tale related, if you catch my drift. Your problem with Handmaid's Tale season 2?
Oh, is that to go back?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the old guy.
Yeah, but there's $1 billion.
Sweet old guy that you're talking about, I cannot wait to... Something happens with him that's a major twist.
Oh, my
gosh.
Love
it. Love it.
Do they get to tell you who's behind it all?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
my God. Yes.
That show is amazing.
That show is amazing.
It's so good.
And if you watch it with the in English, do you watch in English? When you watch it in English, it only takes a second and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Because it's in Korean. But yeah. It's number one on Netflix. It's called Squid Games. Highly recommend it. It's a game changer. I got a DM from Daniel. And Daniel said something happened to him over the week. Or I don't know when it happened, but he goes, hey, this happened to me one time. He was drinking out of his Mountain Dew. Drinking a can of Mountain Dew and something happened. And I said, bro, come on the air and tell us that story because I bet you a lot of people can relate to it. So he will do that next, John Jay and Rich.
Don't be scared to make a phone call. We're all friends here. Call us 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
All right, so Daniel sent me this DM, right? And I'm like, dude, you got to get on the air and you tell the story. Daniel, what's up?
John Jay. Had a crazy weekend. I was working on a project in my garage, having a great time. Had a can of Mountain Dew sitting on the shelf, and it was a can. I was enjoying it, you know, between the woodworking project I was working on, going back, having a sip here and there. Went back for, like, the final gulp, and Lord and behold, a wasp actually had gotten inside the can, unbeknownst to me. So I slammed that last sip of Mountain Dew and feel it in my mouth and obviously immediately want to spit it out. But before I spit it out, it got the inside of my upper lip.
Just
stung like it. Oh, it hurt so bad. And so I obviously spit it out, say some words, and go from there. My lip, you know, starts swelling, and I grow. Basically, I look like a beak for the rest of the week. At, you know, like a duck's beak there on the front of my lips. But yeah, it was crazy.
There's people that pay a lot of money for lips like that.
That's I know, right?
Yeah, maybe yeah, I call one it of those.
Can wow. you explain the pain? Like, what does that feel like?
Well, first, it was just like shock that something was in the drink, obviously, and then the pain was like exacerbated by the shock. It was just, it was an awful feeling inside my mouth. And it lasted for, I would say, 20 minutes, and then the pain was gone, and it just began to balloon. So it was something else.
All right. So then we thought, where's the worst place you could get stung, right? Where?
I mean,
the top of the inside of your lip. That's bad.
I guess it could have been worse. It could have been my tongue. It could have been my cheek. I don't know. But, yeah, it was not a fun experience.
A pretty unique place to get stung. I mean, who gets stung inside their mouth?
I know.
And then
know.
Does that change the way you eat the rest of the weekend?
It did, yeah. Saliva was kind of coming out. My mouth is hard to catch, you know, sometimes because the upper lip was just hanging over, you know, like a gutter or something. I don't know.
Well.
It was rough.
So that's a bad place. Like, I know and it's a good thing you're not allergic, right? I mean, I know my son Kemp is semi-allergic, so he got bit on his forehead one time, and it was a disaster. He got bit on his foot, and it blew up. So where is the most awkward or the worst place to get stung by a bee, a wasp, or anything? Call us at 877-937-1047. Thanks for the great idea, Daniel. Glad you're okay.
Yeah, thanks, DJ.
See you, man. Have a great day. All right, so we'll take your calls. You know, so 877-937-1047. My son Dutch got stung a few times in a certain place. I want to see if anybody can beat it. I don't want to say where it is just yet until we take a handful of phone calls. 877-937-1047. Where's the worst place you can get stung by bee, wasp, hornet, whatever? John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so we just talked to Daniel. Daniel was working on a project, grabbed his Mountain Dew in the garage, started chugging it, and a wasp bit him inside his mouth on the upper lip. Inside his lip. So he thought, where's the worst place to get stung by a bee or a wasp? Thomas, what do you got?
Hey, yeah. So I used to be a mailman, and I was delivering mail. I was on a walking route, and the mailbox was by the front door. So I had gone up, and I noticed this big hive of wasps, or hornets, rather, up on top. So I just threw the mail in and just took off, and I got about 5 bee stings, like, on my ear, my cheek, my head. I ended up looking like Hitch for a bit.
Ow, you poor thing.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, and I had never been stung before, so I always had the fear that I was going to be allergic, because my sister's were allergic to bees and whatnot. So, yeah, I was freaking out on my route. I had to take a break.
Yeah, I think you would deserve a break after that.
Right.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.
Eric, where'd you get stung? Worst place?
Well, it wasn't actually me. Actually, it was one of our neighbor kids. When I was about 10 years old, we had a... This is back when people used clothes. We had a metal one in our backyard, and we had a huge wasp nest inside one of the ends. And so we took a baseball bat and was hitting the pole trying to get the wasp to fly out. And when we thought we had got them all out, one of the kids, the neighbor kids, popped his head up in there and peeked inside the end of the pipe. And sure enough, one was just sitting there waiting for him. And bam, got him right in the eyelid.
Mm.
20 minutes late. Yeah, 20 minutes late. It looks like he just got out of the ring with Mike Tyson. So.
Oh. Well, it's your phone is kind of muffled, but from what I gather, you were hitting a wasp nest and got stung in the eye, your friend. And I want to tell you how dumb that is, but when I was 8, I hit a wasp nest with a baseball bat, and 8 wasps hit me in the eye.
Oh, that's so brutal.
8 of them. It was brutal. Never forget that day. And it's funny because I saw them. I can tell you right now, all 8 of them, I saw them fly right into my eye.
Yeah. Horrifying.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Alex. Yes. Alex, worst place to get stung.
Hello.
What happened to you, man?
It was actually back in 2008 during Hurricane Rita. We evacuated to a place called Kirbyville, Texas. You know, the hurricane hit. It's super hot and everything. And these girls that we were staying with, you know, we were in a 3-bedroom house with 17 people. And these girls knew where a place we can go swim at.
And, like, into this pond, like, where you can jump off this thing. It's probably about as high as a telephone pole into the water, you know. Swimming, having fun, relaxing. We leave, and all of a sudden, it's me, the little sister, and the big sister, right? So we're walking, all of a sudden, we stop, and we hear this deep, dark hum noise. And our big sister pushes us out the way, and here come these ground hornets. Ground hornets are about the size of her thumb, but they're bigger than wasps, actually. And, like, it was just this whole nest that came up. It started attacking her. We had to run back into the water. I'm screaming, everybody run to the water, because I remember thinking, like, you know, bees and stuff will chase you down and kill you and sting you. So we ran back to the water. Everyone's jumping in. All I could do was kick my feet up and splash water to get the wasps to leave, you know. And so, thankfully, they did. And when we got up, the girl that got stung, she ended up getting stung 17 times.
Oh, my God.
Three times in her left eye. And she, like, passed out in that process. So, like, going to the car, which was, like, 100 yards away, and I picked her up and I carried her. We brought her to the hospital. Yeah, it was crazy, man. But she's okay. She's alive. And that was a very intense moment for I didn't get stung personally, but seeing that happen, like seeing how it just rained down upon these of just ground hornets was intense.
I haven't even heard of ground hornets before today.
Me either. It's
all
scary.
Yeah, man, trust me. It's a lot different in Texas, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Fire ants, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, bro.
Have a good day.
Trent, worst place to get stung.
All right, so junior high school. Decided to go out to the junior high pool, go swim, jump off the high dive for the first time. So I'm scared to death to do it at the time. So I get up there, I muster up the courage, I jump off, of course, do a gnarly pencil dive for my first jump. As I'm coming out of the deep end of the pool, I feel like a sting in my swim trunks. I'm like, what's going on? Like, what's this pain? And so when I get out, I open my swim trunks and I look down and there's a bee in my pubic hair. Mm-hmm. And I start freaking out, and I'm slapping myself all in the private, like, just literally going to town, like, and everybody's looking at me like, what's going on? And the lifeguard right there is like, hey, what's going on? And I, like, pull my swim trunks down and show him my junk, like, I got a bee in my pubic hair, like, am I supposed to take it out? It hurts. What are you, like, hey, what are you doing? And so I was like, oh, man, that's so embarrassing.
You probably never lived that down. Uh-oh. That is awful.
And of course, you know, for the next 2 hours, you know, I was, you know, the Mandingo of the week, so, you know.
That's funny.
It wasn't too bad for the next 2 hours, you know, but it's definitely hurt, and it was a super weird spot for me.
You had pubic hair in junior high?
I did.
I didn't get pubic hair until I was in college.
Oh, my God.
We
did not need to know that information.
Well, I was going to say, my son Dutch, I was going to tell you guys, he got so similar to that. He got bit in the scrotum. And then and we're like, what the heck, man? Well, how did a bee get in there? All right, must be a fluke, whatever. And then a week later, he got bit again in the scrotum. And then 2 weeks later, he got bit again in the scrotum.
Oh, that, like, poor kid.
Yeah, but then I'm like, what the hell is he doing? Is he playing with bees? Putting bees in his ball sack? Like, what the hell is he doing? Like, one time, like with you, Trent, one time, you're like, okay. But three times?
I don't know what he's doing. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. All right, dude, well, we're glad everything's okay.
Thanks, guys.
See you, man. Now he's got to catch him with a jar of honey.
Dutch.
No. Anyway. John Jane Rich.
Can't drag yourself out of bed early enough to listen in the morning? Listen to the full show anytime with John Jane Rich on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kyle, what happened with your boy over the weekend?
Oh, he got sick. I think, like, anytime someone gets sick right now, you're a little worried about the Rona.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have that. But who knows what he has? He just had a really high fever and no other symptoms.
The normal cold.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, just fighting some sort of virus, which there's lots of different viruses out there. But it was really difficult because he was up probably about 8,000 times each night.
Ooh, oh, you no. Poor thing.
To the point where it's like we had you know, like a rocking chair thing in his room from when he was a baby. Like, that's where we would feed him in the middle of the night. To, like, Saturday night at one point, I was, like, so tired of just going back and forth that I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sleep right here. Mm-hmm. So it was like
curled up less than fetal position, if you will, trying to sleep on the side of the chair. But he is doing much better now, and it's really cute because he was like, every time he would take his temperature, and he'd be like, am I down now? Yeah, you're good. Your fever's all gone. He's like, yay.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah, it was pretty tough because he didn't get to come to Big Sister's birthday party.
Oh.
So he was a little bummed about that, but he's all good now, and we're grateful.
So my son was in town over the weekend. You know, he's going to school at the University of Arizona, so he came in town for the weekend. And one of the things he wanted to do was go shopping. And normally my wife takes me shopping. And my wife said to me yesterday, she goes, hey, you want to go? Jake wants to go hit up these stores. So I'm like, sure. And I realized I haven't gone shopping like that in a long time. I haven't bought any new clothes in a long time. So I was like, yeah, I'll go. Where does he want to go? He wants to hit up, you know, the usual Buckle, Tilly's, PacSun. So we go hit up those places, right? And I'm like, you guys got any 2X? And of course. So I grab a couple of 2X pants that are together there. No. They don't go past my knees.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, you guys got the guy chair so I can just chill while my wife shops? No. I got to lean up against a wall. There's like nowhere to, there's nowhere to sit while everyone else shopping. It was just, it reminded me of why I don't like shopping.
I actually realized that I went to the mall a couple weeks ago and there's very limited seating, which I've noticed. And not sure what that's about, but I totally like to sit down and I hate shopping.
Oh, you think so that's a new thing now that they've taken chairs out?
Yeah, I think that they're taking stuff out.
Yeah, because you want to sit while your wife or your son shop. So then I can just chill out and then it's time to pay, I'll pay.
Totally.
Then, but it's like, I can't. There's no, so it's like frustrating. Maybe because if they do it that way, they hurry you out. But also, the longer you're there, the more you spend.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, let's get to some entertainment news. What have we got, Kyle?
It's always good to have new movies out there. And Venom, Let There Be Carnage hits movie theaters this Thursday. You can actually get your tickets now. And from what I'm hearing, it's already getting pretty glowing reviews from early fan screenings.
That's good.
Including mentions of some universe-shattering twists. So, should be a pretty good movie. Like you said, John Jay, the trailer looks... I mean, it's intense, the trailer alone. So... Venom delivers all the action and fun you'd want from a superhero movie and has to be seen on the biggest screen possible. That's what they're saying. And like I said, hits theaters on Thursday. You can get your tickets now. It is the second or third time they've been seen in public together. So the rumors are back. Angelina Jolie, The Weeknd, they were seen eating dinner again together, leaving in the same car together, going to his place together. And
that works for me, okay.
So I'm just throwing that out there. The rumors are back. So the Britney Spears Netflix documentary drops tomorrow. Then over the weekend, I was like, what? There's another documentary? There's another documentary that dropped FX. And it is the second part to that New York Times Presents. Mm-hmm. We watched the Framing Britney Spears a while back. And this one was Controlling Britney Spears. And there was a couple of doozies that were dropped.
First rule of the conservatorship was you don't talk about the conservatorship. Her manager said, don't get too close. People have a way of disappearing.
They were monitoring everything.
Everything.
It's
like
crazy.
Legit, they had this guy who was basically in charge of Britney's cybersecurity. And they were like, she really wanted an iPhone. She really wanted an iPhone. She saw her dancer. She saw her manager. She saw everyone have an iPhone. And they were like, how can we set up an iPhone so that we can monitor with like parental controls what she's doing? And one of the co-conservators was like, I know what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and sign into an iPad and have that mirror her phone. So literally every conversation, every text message, everything she looked up on the internet was monitored by Jamie Spears, her dad, Robin, her manager, like all these people. Like she had zero privacy.
Oh, terrifying.
It's so bad. You're watching at one point. She sees somebody with a pair of shoes she wants and she asks if she can get them. And they say, no, you don't have the budget to go buy a pair of shoes.
They were Skechers. She wanted a pair of Skechers.
They denied her Skechers.
That is heartbreaking.
Yeah. They talked about how at one point they put surveillance equipment in her personal bedroom. So conversations, intimate moments with her and her boyfriend, conversations with her and her sons. They were literally every single step
of her day was monitored by her dad. What's interesting is Wednesday is the big day in court, whether or not they can rule if the conservatorship ends.
Do you know the part where people are saying, like, she would talk to her dad and he would say, I'm taking away your phone and you're not going to see your kids? You think people are making it up. And then there's video of them backstage where he's like, I'm taking away your phone and you're not going to see your kids. There's actual video. Yeah, there's video of him saying it. So they're really coming with some hard evidence.
I didn't see the kids part, but I did see them fighting about the phone. But yeah, they did say that he would often use seeing her kids against her to help control the situation. Yeah,
awful.
It is. It is so, so sad.
So violating.
Yeah. Ugh. And then you just watch it and you go, how did they get away with this for so long? Because she's been petitioning for years to end the conservatorship. Terrible. But the problem was she had a court-appointed attorney that was basically working for her dad, not her. Mm. Now that she's got this new Rosengard guy, hopefully he can take care of it. And hopefully the conservatorship ends, because it's some pretty disturbing things. And that's probably just the tip of the iceberg.
So that means her dad heard her in the bedroom with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like probably. He would sit there and listen to audio. Yeah. No video, right? Audio of her being intimate with her boyfriend.
Correct.
That's disgusting.
That's so weird, man.
Yeah, I know. Like, the violation is so beyond. It's just so beyond. It's, mm-hmm. like you said, it's disgusting. There's really no other way.
She was like a prisoner. Really?
She really was. She had 24-hour security, but it was really just to make sure she didn't leave. So it's basically like she has been in prison for over a decade. So over the weekend, Global Citizen Live, which is a 24-hour global event to unite the world, to defend the planet, and to feed poverty, happened. There were a bunch of really cool moments in the concert part. One in particular, Coldplay actually brought out surprise guests for us.
Welcome, Billy and Phineas.
Billy Eilish. Cool.
Billy and Phineas.
Absolutely nuts. They also performed Yellow, Camila Cabello, and Shawn Mendes, sang My Universe with BTS via video hookup. I mean, so many big moments from the show. Meanwhile, drama happening with Machine Gun Kelly at the Louder Than Life Festival. Sitting there, basically had a physical altercation with a member of the crowd Saturday night. He's like, while he's performing, the feud broke out after this dude in the crowd shoved MGK as he was singing. And then the crowd turned because people were basically booing him, and after he flipped them off.
Yeah, dude, everyone f***ing get on the shoulders of some strong, sweaty guy and f***ing crowd surf on up here. This next song goes like this. It's clearly people don't know. People talk, but they don't do nothing. All the beautiful girls in the crowd, hello.
How brutal. There's another video floating out there of the crowd chanting, you suck. So I'm like, so it wasn't sad. A good show for MGK.
Not poor guy.
At all. It was also a very bad weekend for Nicolas Cage, someone I would normally not bring up, but this clip to me is really funny, and I'll tell you why. Not funny because he was drunk, barefooted in a restaurant, obviously somewhat belligerent, and they kicked him out. And that's kind of tragic because, you know, he's going through something at that point. But the video is funny to me because my husband watches a lot of golf, right? And if you've ever watched golf on TV, as they're, you know, teeing off, you hear the announcers, but the announcers are sort of whispering. Mm-hmm. Jordan Spieth up to the 15th hole, and he's using his 3-wood today, and there's 485 yards to the. This is how whoever caught Nicolas Cage getting kicked out basically narrates the video.
Oh my gosh.
So Nicolas Cage here is a little bit. I'm a bit too much to drink.
By the way,
he's about to get kicked out of Larry's in Las Vegas. It shows you.
This is cool.
Nicolas Cage.
It's like he's trying to mind his own business while narrating this whole thing.
Nicolas Cage, par 4, 385 yards. He's going to use his 5-iron.
Is he rehearsing for a movie? Because he's kind of one of those guys that gets into his role.
I don't know, you but know it wouldn't surprise me because, yes, I do think he does.
Because he is crazy like that.
But he also is very crazy and in the past has had, you know, alcohol problems. Yeah. So hopefully he's doing okay. Hopefully.
All right, we got the John J. Rich drunk dial line, 602-888-1933. We got a bunch of messages from the weekend. We'll get to those next, John J. Rich.
John J. Rich.
602-888-1933. That is our drunk dial line number, and we got quite a few this weekend.
So, two things. One, I tried to watch Ted Lasso. Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, two, Rich, I can totally solve your sneezing life hack. So what you have to do to stop a sneeze is squeeze a fingernail into your thumb with all the pressure you can when you feel a sneeze coming on, and the sneeze will go away. Guaranteed, use it a million times, it works. All right, listening from Austin, Texas. I listen to y'all's podcast every day. I love y'all. Hope y'all are having a wonderful day.
Thank you. Oh,
that's nice.
But Ted Lasso, you stick with it, and it's really good.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really good. If you like positivity.
I know you guys were talking about, like, a text that you accidentally sent to somebody. I don't know if you guys are allowed to play this on the radio, but I was babysitting a kid years ago, and the dad was really, really cheap. I want to take my daughter, but I texted him accidentally saying, this man cheap as shit. I did not get a response, and I never saw the baby again.
It's like something was editing there.
I can't imagine your boss would be pleased with you saying that about him.
Hi, John Jay. Pepperoni and Nipples Rich. Kiki Kyle. Suzette, congratulations. Peyton filling in. Not so new guy, Nick. Joey Bradfish and Gary. So everyone's always talking about how they're so upset that Kyle doesn't sing anymore for Stacks and Hacks. But I am most upset about how Rich Pepperoni Nipples doesn't go, who said that, for a celebrity who said that. So I did a deep dive on the podcast and I had to go all the way back to January to hear the last time. John Jay goes, it's now time we play celebrity. And then Rich goes, who said that? Yeah. That's all.
Wow.
That's somebody who really listens.
For sure.
Really, really listens.
I didn't know people listen to all our little quirks and things that we do like that.
I know.
I don't think you'd bring that stuff back.
Hi. So I was just listening to the podcast from Friday, and you guys were talking about Rich's microwave life hack, and he said all he uses his microwave for is water. And he said it twice, and nobody said anything. So I just want to know, why is Rich microwaving water?
To heat it up?
I was going to say to boil it.
Yeah.
For what?
For like...
I don't know if you're using... My kid uses it for ramen noodles.
But you might as well just throw the ramen in there.
Yeah, I mean, now at this point, I could use the Keurig for hot water.
True.
But I just really don't use my microwave for much.
So weird.
Personally.
So weird. I don't understand the not usage of the microwave. It doesn't make sense to me.
You're a good get. Good catch.
Good get.
We just look at Rich. Normally we just go, whatever.
Well, because we know, like, Rich went through the whole phase where he just stopped using the microwave altogether.
Well, I had heard from a nutrition person that they say using the microwave, since the microwave came out, cancer went up 300%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's not true. So for a few years, I just stopped using it altogether.
Yes, Nick?
It's so weird listening to these drunk dials because people get, like, caught on certain things. And right now, what people are most interested in is criticizing Rich and his life hack.
I picked up on that.
All over him, and I mean, I have a handful more too. So
we'll take him. I'll defend him.
Yeah,
get ready for the rest of the week, guys.
Rich boiling water.
What?
Help him birth baby horses.
Who does that?
All right, we got free Shawn Mendes tickets. All I got to do is play ADD trivia. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're going to play ADD Trivia. Desmond is our contestant. What up, Desmond? Are you there?
Yo, how you doing?
All right, Grant is the host. Grant, take it away.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. I am so excited, everyone. So this game is very simple. Some say the easiest games are the best games on this show, you know, with not as many rules as Kyle's, maybe. So I'm going to go around the room, ask everyone a simple question. You give me a simple answer. Does that sound good, Kyle?
I mean, I would think that it's a little bit lazy, but sure, it is a fun game. I do enjoy it.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of messages this weekend about how bad your game is. I just want to say
that. Well, the internet has already spoken, but good try there.
All right, Desmond, you cool with how to play?
Oh, yeah.
All right. John J. Van S., we start with you. Mm. In the movie Cujo, what sort of dog is Cujo?
St. Bernard.
Woo! Yeah. On the board early. 1 point.
You ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It's a fun movie.
Not scared at all.
All right, Rich Barra. What is the two-letter abbreviation for Alaska?
It is A... Oh, my gosh. It can't be Alabama.
We need an answer in 3, 2, 1, Rich.
A-K.
Oh! At the buzzer. Very good, Rich. Bear on
the
board.
What's Arkansas?
AR? I'm not. AR. Yeah, AR. There we go.
Messing with my head.
All right. Peyton, which U.S. state was once governed by Conan the Barbarian?
California.
Woo!
I learned that in my government class in high school.
Nice.
Wow, you guys are doing so good. That's a long pressure.
Is it Conan or Conan? Conan? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Kyle.
Cedric.
Kyle Unfug. What is the collective name for chicken, ducks, and turkeys in the wild?
Game. Sometimes if something's gamey.
I'm going to need an answer.
Chicken,
three,
ducks, and hens?
Two,
can you repeat the question?
Yes. What is the collective name for chickens, ducks, and turkeys in the wild?
Game.
Incorrect. I was looking for fowl.
Fowl.
All right. Desmond.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get you on the board here. Diamondback and timber are types of what? Diamondback and timber are types of what? I'm going to need you. Ooh, incorrect. I was looking for snakes, more specifically rattlesnakes. All right, Desmond, not on the board. Oh. We got everybody but Kyle and Desmond on the board.
It's all right, Des, you're in good company.
Round two, John J. Van S., we move over to you. This hair transplant recipient scored 25 points in his very first game in the NBA.
Fun fact.
This is a new story?
No, it's just a fun story. This hair transplant recipient scored 25 points in his very first game in the NBA.
LeBron James?
Correct. 2 points for John James. Very good.
So he got a transplant.
Yeah.
I thought it was a rumor.
I think he's had two, I want to say. Ballpark. All right, Rich Barra. It's been reported over the weekend that this celebrity's net worth is worth negative $2 million.
Who is R. Kelly?
Very good. All right. Peyton, what does a DNR order at a hospital stand for?
Oh, do not resuscitate.
Very good. Oh, wow.
You should know this. You delivered organs.
I did.
Kyle Unfug. Mm-hmm. What country has the most airports?
America.
Woo! Yeah! All right, there we're talking. Now we're talking, brother. All right, Desmond.
Yes, sir.
Desmond. All right, you can get you on the board here. How many wheels does a pair of roller skates have?
Four.
Incorrect.
What?
I was looking for eight. Eight. All right. But we have a three-way tie.
Trick question, Grant.
John Jay, Rich, Peyton, name is your buzzer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Woo! If you wanted to try the crispy almond chicken breast and a side of fried rice, which restaurant would you go to?
Oh, Panda. I'm so good at this game.
Peyton, you get the Shawn Mendes tickets. You decide whether you want to keep them or give them to Desmond.
Oh, Desi, you can have them.
Oh, what a nice player you are.
Thank you. You just made my week.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, there is a little change. You're going to get to see Sean Mendes. Not Shawn Mendes.
Even better.
All right, hold on, man. Hold on. And by the way, we're going to give away Shawn Mendes every day this week, so hold on the line. Kyle, what are you working on for 3 things we need to know?
The latest trend in design will give you something in common with Olympic athletes. I'll tell you what that is next with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
So do you guys remember there was a lot of reports about the Olympic athletes sleeping on cardboard beds?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now apparently that is a whole trend in design. Like cardboard furniture is the latest with interior decorators, from beds to chairs to coffee tables. They are all being made from cardboard. Experts are saying this furniture is growing in popularity because it's cheaper and more environmentally friendly, obviously. One maker says a big inspo for doing this material is just, it's such a lighter option as opposed to those usually bulky traditional trends.
And you can sit on it, it doesn't just collapse into nothingness?
Yeah, no, the way they design it is, I mean, it's designed with, you know, people sitting on it and being on it in mind. So, I mean, it's stable, but it's just, it's a very interesting option. I don't know how to clean them per se, because you get cardboard wet.
My son needs a new bed, so I'll buy him a cardboard bed.
Cardboard bed. There you go. This also is interesting. So the weight loss industry, $1 billion industry, right? So they're constantly doing research on how they can help us lose weight. And researchers found just one squirt of this nose spray containing the love hormone oxytocin could help people lose weight because it stops them from thinking about food, starts them thinking about love.
I'll drink it.
So there you go. The haunted Rhode Island farmhouse that inspired The Conjuring is now for sale. It'll set you back $1.2 million if you're into being scary. This could be for you. And that's three things you need to know.
John, Jay, and Rich.
So, you know, after working in this business for a while, things start to change. You know, like Kyle and I have a problem hearing.
All the time.
Yeah, right. But it's gradually. But now, Peyton, you having a problem hearing already?
Yeah, so I haven't been able to hear out of my left ear for like the last 3 weeks, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, and it doesn't feel like I have water in my ear, but it kind of feels like I have that pressure from an airplane. But I've tried every method that you can try to like relieve this, like, what's the word? Pressure in my ear, and I can't. I was talking to my friend yesterday at lunch and could not hear her. I was like, huh?
You're like, can you sit on the other side
of
me? No,
for real. Like, I was like, I'm so sorry. I cannot hear you.
Well, Grant just walked in with his eyes.
Yeah, I thought I went deaf 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Turns out I had some sinus issues. But what I did is I went into a pool, went down in the deep end, and I did a front flip. Okay. So your head has to go down by the bottom of the pool. That makes maximum pressure, and then the air bubbles pop in your ear.
Interesting.
So, yeah, front flip in the pool, that saved my life.
Did you want to do that? Can you just like...
Right. Well, I've been trying to do that, and I look like a fool. So I don't know.
I
like
think you're gonna look at the pool doing front flips in the deep end all by yourself.
I mean, nobody will know.
Well, no one's gonna know if you're going doing this by yourself.
Somewhere. I couldn't do that. I would drown.
So I've like thought about. I think I'm gonna like book an appointment with my doctor and do like the ear flushing thing. You know what I mean? But I really hope they just tell me I have. Well, I heard candling's bad for you.
What's the ear? What's the ear flush?
They like put water in your ear and then all the wax comes out, but I don't know if it's because it's like wax back there or if I like I hope it's a sinus thing and they tell me I have a deviated septum so I can just get a nose job or something and then that'll just fix my problem.
You want a nose job?
Yeah, I want all the plastics. Give it to me.
Oh my god, welcome to radio, baby.
Yeah. I'm like,
you fit right in on this show, by the way.
I'm like, give it to me, please.
That's the best.
Yeah, okay. Oh, what about your cat? What happened with your cat?
Yeah, he's like been in hiding for the last 2 days. I have him with me. My boyfriend's out of town and he is like terrified and is like doing this really weird thing with his mouth open and I don't know what's wrong with him. So I'm going to go check on him after I leave here to make sure he's okay.
God, I would feel like there's a ghost in there or something. Like, well, animals flip out.
I know.
Maybe he can't hear
you. Right. But like I feel like my cat is he wants to be a hunter. Like in his past life he was probably a hunter.
Or a cat.
A cat that hunts things. And I think he just wants to go outside.
They hunt.
Right. Well, last night he was hunting me in the middle of this in the middle of night and I had to put my blanket over my head and put the pillow on me because he would like stare me down and then pounce on me and like attack me in the middle of my sleep. So I had to go into hiding. Last night it was really. I did not sleep.
Grant says do a front flip in the pool. It solves cat problems too.
Fixes everything. Front flips fix everything.
I'm gonna do the front flip in the pool with my cat. We'll see how that goes. It's been a rough last couple of days for me. My boyfriend's out of town.
Oh, he needs
cat
to come
doesn't
back.
Like me.
Restore the normalcy in your world.
Totally.
Oh man. Grant's so funny. Well, good luck, Peyton.
Thanks.
Please give us an update tomorrow morning. Find out about your cats and about your ears. Kyle and I are pretty much deaf.
Hey, what?
John Jay and Rich.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.